Alaska Projects is a wonderful gallery situated in a Woolloomooloo car park, and yesterday marked the opening of two new solo exhibitions from Sydney-based artists Heath Franco and Jason Fu, and they join us now. Hello, guys.
Hello, hello.
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Really nice weather today.
Oh, nice and
warm. Oh, no, it's too hot, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you opened yesterday. That would have been steaming when you were setting up.
Sure was, yeah.
Well, actually, my room's air-conditioned.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mine's like a bunker.
Yeah.
With no
we
airflow.
Should have switched because you have all the screens and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't mind going down into the deep.
Yeah.
So let's start with you, Heath. You mentioned screens there. Your exhibition is called Breathing Room Carpet Cell. How do the screens play into this?
So the screens are just a necessity. To deliver the videos. I wish I didn't need the screens. They're meant to sort of present a memory or an instance, like maybe even a spirit of this sort of figure that exists within this carpet cell.
Mm.
So he is sort of made of carpet. Well, obviously it's a person in a costume. But just pretending. So that's made of carpet. He lives in there. He exists only in there. He can't leave. So there's a video that sort of hints at his attempts to sort of open the doorknob.
Mm.
Get down there and have a look and you'll see what I'm talking about. But there's this idea I've been working with in this work of expanded costume. Like by no means I didn't invent this at all, but it's just been something that has given me the chance to get more hands-on in my practice instead of using, you know, special effects for almost everything. All the decisions in my old works were just like special effects sitting at the computer for hours on end.
Yeah.
And this has given me the chance to sort of stand at a bench and listen to music while I make costumes and build and decorate stuff.
How was that process for you, kind of moving from more digital work to... physical.
I tell you what, it's been like the best decision for a lot of reasons, like mental health and just physical feelings as well. Just like, you know, you do feel better being up and about. And it's just so satisfying. A lot of artists already know this, but it's just because I've been on computer based for 8 years. Like just having your hands on it and manipulating materials and things directly, immediately, rather than having to rely on this interface like a mouse, which is so distant from the actual content or the matter that you're manipulating. So it's great.
Yeah. Mm. And where did this idea of this carpet cell man come from or figure come
so
from?
So it came from the carpet. So I was, and a few other things as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of an amalgamation of a few ideas from the last year or so. First off, I came across the carpet. It's recycled from another exhibition that afterwards it was available and I took it and I thought, yeah, I've got a studio this year, Art Space. It's 1 year only. I've got a large space to work in. I thought I'm going to take advantage of it. As I said, make some bigger things.
Yeah.
And I just thought, yeah, I'm going to make a costume out of carpet. I'm not sure how. But I think it could work. And at the same time, or just prior, I'd been thinking about carpet. I've been thinking about myself. And I've been thinking about when I'm really lazy and like really, really, really just don't want to do anything like at all, which is often.
but sure, many people can relate to that.
You know, and I just feel like I'm like the carpet man.
Yeah, you're like Garfield. Garfield the cat. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Just like so... down there, like that's just sitting there all day long.
Yeah. You kind of look like Garfield as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. he's a bit nasty, isn't he?
No, he's
such kind
words. Heart of gold, though.
He's what?
Heart of gold.
Heart of gold. Okay. Yeah. Deep down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah. That's kind.
But Jason, you've got new paintings in this exhibition.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, is it just called new paintings?
Oh no, it's got a title.
Great.
Yeah, I don't remember the title, but I'm gonna be talking as I look up the title on Instagram right now. The title is, in the past, there were moments of peace. In the future, there will be less. When we die, there is sleep. Yeah.
Wow.
It's hectic. Fuck. Mm.
long title.
Oh, that's actually a short title for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this quote from, or is it a quote?
Oh, I just made it up. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So the paintings are all like, they're like, they're trying to reference Chan Buddhist paintings, which people are probably familiar with as Zen Buddhist. Chan Buddhist is just the Chinese version of it, sort of thing. But all the koans they use, that's the English word that's translated from Japanese, is all the nonsensical statements and poems that the sort of masters would say to the proteges, and there'd be all these weird nonsensical things they'd say to get to the truth of, you know, they'd say contradictory statements and sentences and words to push the students to understand the truth of the matter and not think logically. Wow. To get to the heart of things, sort of thing. So the paintings are pretty nonsensical paintings on sheets, and then I've got some older work with some faces of characters saying nonsensical things as well. So it's a bit. What was your question?
Well, what does the title mean? But
I just made it up. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's just it was just in the moment.
No, but
you know,
it makes sounds like it's fairly profound. Like you're talking about existence.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
through absurdity.
Yeah,
you actually get closer to the truth of nature.
Well, that's the essence of Chan Buddhism.
That's great.
Buddhism.
I love that.
Yeah, absurdity is the. The truth of
can totally
that.
Relate to that.
Yeah,
you know, and you think of like Samuel Beckett or something as well. Yeah, like with Waiting for Godot, which is the only one I know.
Yeah, from high school. I know. They're just waiting around. Two guys waiting around. Yeah. Just like us. Just two
it's
guys
pretty
waiting
much
around.
All we're doing.
Yeah.
Like I do this stuff.
This
just
is a performance.
Something
actually.
To do.
Yeah.
This what right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Right like, now. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, you're performing great. Live performance. You heard it here first, guys.
Yes, free.
We are in a carpet cell as well. This is like we're with a carpet around. And
since it's radium, people can't see. The two SGS studios are pretty much soundproofed by carpet.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You can just see you like, can I lift some of that carpet now?
No. I've got heaps.
Excellent. So Alaska Projects, it's in a car park. How was it working in that space? You too.
I've had a solo earlier this year there, and I've been in a couple of group shows. Heath, have you shown that?
No, this is my first time.
But we're both familiar with the space, with the people that work there.
Sure.
I think we both have worked in quite unconventional spaces. I think as an artist, you have to. Unconventional studios and spaces, you just get someone gives something to you, and you're like, okay, it's like you turn up to a cafeteria and someone gives you a shit sandwich and you're like, well, okay, is anything else? They're like, nope, that's all you're getting. And you're like, fuck, it's like literally a sandwich with a shit in it. And I'm going to have to just eat that, you know? Like, that's what
life... You don't
life,
have to eat it.
Well, that's...
You
I,
can
that's
say,
what
cancel it.
Yeah,
cancel
the sandwich. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe go
just
hungry.
Just get a Coke or something. Yeah. Oh, actually, that came out really wrong. The Alaska Projects is a really great space. I can't believe I just said that. I meant in general as an artist, but Alaska Projects is a gallery space. You know, it's a good gallery space.
It's my first time having a show there, and as you said, like quite unconventional, but I really enjoyed it. And I love this. Thing that could happen with both our shows any show that's on there is that you go down to park. I'm on level 2, Jason's on level 5.
Yeah,
you go down to park on level 2, so you're all the way down.
Yeah,
and then you see something like through the window. And you wonder what the hell it is down there, because it's very unexpected.
Yeah,
it's an old office where they used to sell cars. I think. And but it's a great little space. It's very, very cavern, you know, little cave, which is what I think the installation that I've got in there at the moment is quite effective in that small space. But yeah, and by the way, I should mention now, the videos, they're viewable, the installation's viewable 24/7 through the windows.
So just pop on by.
Yeah, yeah, anytime. Tea. Yeah, yeah,
you can. Oh, it's only open Saturdays 11 to 5.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's very, very limited gallery hours.
Any of my friends listening, I'm happy to take you through.
Also,
you
know. same. For either of us. So yeah, I could take you to Jason's show, for instance.
Yeah,
if I'm,
yeah, and I could take, yeah, if I felt like it.
If
I
you
could,
felt inclined.
Yeah, I think Alas is great because, like, there's not many spaces like that where there's a lot of trust in the relationship of, we just sort of rock up and we can do whatever we want and try whatever we want. And
it was fantastic. Hard to find a space. No, you do usually get met with, particularly when you're drilling concrete. People, oh no, you can't do this. Oh no, we have to get someone else to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wait around for them to turn up and do this and put the whole blah, blah, blah. But it was great because, yeah, as Jason said, you just go for it. It's really, really great, a truly experimental space. And there's not, unfortunately, that many left with the sort of foundation that Alaska has. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today on So Hot right now. Both your exhibitions will be available till 17th of November.
That's correct.
Excellent.